All right, gang. Huddle up. Huddle up, huddle up. Huddle up, huddle up, huddle up.
I'm here.
I see everyone. Last one of you. Hey, come on. Come over here. Come on. Elise, come on. Come on.
Me?
Come on.
Get me?
Over here. Yeah.
Oh, here I am. Here I am.
So, this week, team, I'm your coach, Ted Hubisch. I'm your WikiQuest, WikiTwin host, Ted Hubisch.
I'm a single player, Elise Giannatasi.
Shut up, shorty. You're a member of my, of our elite Wiki, Wikipedia team.
What are we doing?
We're gonna be,
go, fight, win!
We're throwing some articles back and forth. We're gonna go out there and show them,
the what for and show, the how to.
We're gonna show that Encyclopedia Britannica what's what.
Exactly. I came out here to beat all of the encyclopedias.
Now, let's all put our hands together and say we're gonna win.
One, two, three,
we're gonna win! Hey, everybody. If you haven't figured out by now, this is WikiQuest, an ongoing experiment in conversation research. I'm your cool, I always say I'm the cool WikiTwin. You're pretty cool, Lise.
I'm the cool WikiTwin today.
I'm not trying to drag your name through the gravel.
Yeah, you're always the good WikiTwin, and I'm the evil WikiTwin.
That's not good, though.
I'm the cool one today.
You're my favorite WikiTwin by far.
Oh, that's like getting deep. You're my favorite WikiTwin.
Oh.
But I don't know. What does it say that we're not our own favorite WikiTwins?
I mean, I'm trying to be humble. I love myself.
I know. Well, I was just thinking, like, we're both sort of, I don't know, self-absorbed is the right way.
Yeah, full of
ourselves. We do have a podcast where we're just talking to each other.
It's true.
There we go.
Everybody loves us. It's fine.
They won't after this.
So, Elise...
Yeah.
First off, how are you?
How am I?
Yeah, come on. Spit it out.
I am not bad, Ted Hubisch. I am not bad.
Is that true?
I think so.
Okay.
Are you suggesting something?
I don't know what I'm suggesting. I'm just trying to get some information out of you. I don't know what information
well, how
it is.
How are you?
I'm okay. I got 1 hour of sleep last night. I'm doing, you know, this is going to be a wild episode.
I'm excited, actually. This is going to be a crazy episode.
Everybody, this is going to be WikiQuest Unchained, Unplugged.
Off the chain.
Too cool for podcast TV.
We are off our rockers, folks. It's happening.
Hey, everybody.
We've finally gone insane.
This is WikiQuest. We are off our rockers this week.
This is a good bit.
Donate to our pledge drive. We'll suffocate you with a tote bag.
That's a good one.
We won't do that because we love all of our listeners so much that we wouldn't even kill them. Like, that's the thing that you get with WikiQuest.
No, not dying.
Yeah.
From us. You could die from other things.
So, Elise, what do we do on this podcast show?
Basically, what we do here is we search through the huge expanse of Wikipedia. Yes. We find... some interesting articles, some strange articles, some funny articles, and we talk about them. It's great. It's a fun time.
It makes me laugh every time I do it.
Oh, I know.
It's a gag and a half, you know what I'm talking about. We go on Wikipedia.
Search some stuff. It's all random.
That's
Didn't we already explain
that? Yeah, we just already explained that.
Yeah.
So, Elise?
Yeah.
Any last words before we do an article? Let's get that. We get this train rolling.
I'd like to say that... I always loved my family.
True.
If I don't make it out alive, please tell them how I felt.
Okay. Hey, Elise. Random article it?
Yeah, let's go.
That was a little tin noise.
Oh, it was so tiny.
It was so tiny. So, Antioch University Midwest.
AUM.
Yeah.
Aum.
It's a private dang institution of higher education serving adult students in Yellow Springs, Ohio.
It's only 234 people in there. That's it.
It's a little image they got. They all fit in that little school? That's crazy.
So tiny.
That image is on my computer. So, previously the school was called Antioch University McGregor. Oh god, that just sounds like a person name. Like the middle name, like their middle name was university.
Yeah.
Okay,
and then they're
Antioch.
Like, oh, man. You know how some people have those names and they kind of just have to follow their profession?
No.
I mean, whoa, did that sentence not make sense?
It didn't.
Make sense. Let me go back.
Okay, hey, can we get a reverse? Oh, God. That's a good sound effect. I hope that becomes a staple of our show.
Oh, I'm really good at doing it.
So good.
Thank you. You know how when people have certain names, it just makes sense for them to go into certain professions? Like, I was watching the news the other day, and there was a woman who was talking about predictions for the future, and her name was Crystal Ball.
Yes.
Yeah. Also, just like the name Crystal Ball. Like.
Yes, I know. I know Crystal Ball. I don't know in real life, but I know of her.
I didn't actually listen to what she was saying, but I was like, oh, that's a good name.
I think it's a good name, too. Hey, Elise, let's go back to this article.
All right.
I have spotted some things here. I think there's some treats in this article that you're really going to like. On June 12, 2010, the university was officially named Antioch University Midwest. AUM is part of the Antioch University system that includes Antioch University New England and Keene, New Hampshire. Ooh, New Hampshire.
New Hampshire.
Antioch University Seattle. Wow.
New Hampshire.
Antioch University Los Angeles.
Lohanlo.
Hey, shout out to all our friends on the West Coast in Lohanlo, California.
Right over there.
I love Lohanlo. I love it.
The Gold Coast.
The Gold Coast.
First place to see the sun. Just kidding. I've actually been to the first place that sees the sun in the U.S.
Well, okay.
Lubeck, Maine.
Hi, Lou. Hi, Beck.
Maine.
Okay, so.
All right.
One thing that really stood out here. Antioch University was founded in 1852 as a progressive, non-sectarian, and co-educational institution of higher learning. Antioch's first president was Horace Mann.
Oh, I read that as Horace Mann, and I was like, Horace Mann?
It's a good TV show, BoJack Horseman.
BoJack? Oh, I've been watching a couple episodes of it.
It's so good, Elise.
It's really funny. I really like it. But yeah. It's also, like, so real.
Wait till season two.
Oh, gosh.
It gets so real, and it gets really, really, really good then.
I'm nervous.
So.
Am I ready?
No.
Okay.
You're not. The Antioch's first president was Horace Mann, a revolutionary educational philosopher whose famous words... Be ashamed to die until you have won some victory for mankind.
Whoa.
It's still spoken annually at all Antioch University commencement ceremonies.
That sounds terrifying.
They still say that at the commencement.
Be ashamed to die.
There's a nice daguerreotype of him over here.
There he is. Wow.
He's got some bald spots on him. Somebody didn't. Somebody's. I know somebody's grandson didn't do a good job of taking care of this picture because it's all messed up and crappy.
Oh, I thought you were talking about his receding hairline.
No.
And I was like, that's rude.
Wait, would I be blaming his grandsons for his receding hairline?
Yeah, just for stressing him out so much.
Dang. And like then just like it just came off in one piece.
Oh, the toupee has been removed.
The toupe. Under Mann's leadership, Antioch College took the Harvard academic model of Latin, Greek, mathematics, history, philosophy, and science to a new level, with an emphasis on building the whole individual with a commitment to social and moral character. The first graduating class consisted of 28 students with an annual tuition of $24.
I wish tuition was still...
$24?
That's how much I want to pay for my tuition.
God, you just have, you have some, you get some college for the price of a coffee.
I was born in the wrong era. College for $24? Come at me.
No.
Hit me up.
No.
Or not.
Nice.
Ted says I'm not allowed.
You're
sorry,
not allowed.
College.
There's so much good in this article. Hang on. Antioch College was also the first to offer courses in the method of teaching by college professor Rebecca Pinnell, one of the college's 10 original faculty members, and the first female college professor in the United States to have the same rank and pay as her male colleagues. Nice!
Ooh, that's good!
It is good.
She good.
Arthur E. Morgan was president of Antioch College from 1920 to 1936, developing a curriculum in which students alternate on-campus study with off-campus work experience, furthering the Antioch tradition of developing the whole person through education and experiential learning. Douglas McGregor, a renowned social scientist and management theorist, served as president of Antioch College from 1948 to 1954. McGregor authored a highly influential book, The Human Side of Enterprise, which revolutionized labor relations by conceiving of employees as inherently creative and self-motivated individuals who had something to offer an organization. This was called Theory Y.
That's a creative name.
Yeah, seriously. Nice.
Theory Y. Did he come up with like a theory A, B, C, D, and onward till Y?
Well, I'm going to hit you with something soon, Elise. You got to keep yourself. Hold up. This notion rippled through the world of managerial practice, challenging the belief that employees must be commanded and controlled because of an inherent desire to avoid work whenever possible. That was Theory X.
Theory X. Oh, so probably he had a bunch.
He probably had like, he probably
A
just
through
wrote it.
Y.
He probably just wrote it on the chalkboard like, X is bad. Y, nice.
If you can't see, Ted is drawing on the whiteboard that's behind his head.
I just laid out my, I just laid out the plan.
Ted's theories.
Theory Y is good. Theory X, no go.
Uh-oh, no, no.
X is the letter of evil.
X gonna give it to you.
So Elise, what's your thoughts on this Antioch place? Because it's kind of sounding a little cool. I mean, their commencement, Horace Mann's words are, like, so menacing.
Honestly, yeah, I would be a little terrified to go here. It also seems extremely
rigorous. Because the ghost would go up
there
and say, and the ghost would come through the walls and say, tell me, hey, pull yourself up by your bootstraps, shorty. And I'd say, I can't do that. First off, if I tried to pull myself up by my bootstraps, I'd look really stupid. Second off, I'd probably fall over backwards.
Yeah, the ghost of Horace Mann just comes up to your ear and says, be ashamed to die until you have won some victory for mankind.
That is just insane.
I am Horace Mann. You must do this for me.
No.
That's exactly what would happen, which is why I'm never going to go there.
Well, I don't think you're ever going to be going down to Yellow Springs, Ohio anytime soon. Hey, Elise.
What?
Random article it.
Yeah.
Like, can you do like a, can we do a better jingle? Hang on, let's do what
random
you do.
Random article it.
Yeah. That wasn't a harmony.
Random article it.
Yeah.
I don't know what that was.
Let's try again. Hang on. Random article it. Okay, that was bad. Random article it.
Random article it. Oh, it mimicked you.
Yes, it did. It wanted to be real. List of 7th century
lunar
eclipses.
This is the best thing I've ever seen.
So, Elise, what do we do with an article that's like this? It's just a bunch of letters and numbers.
Wait, go back to the top. I don't want to scroll because it scares me now. I'm overwhelmed and I like it.
So, if you guys didn't know, actually, I don't think we've talked about it yet. Elise, you really like space, don't you?
Space. Wait, we have to have talked about that.
No, we haven't talked about your space stuff.
Really?
Yeah, you are. Wait, I can't believe that. You are like the biggest space person I know.
I'm like the most space ever. Yeah, I keep the NASA live stream up in my browser at all times.
Is it NASA TV?
Yeah, NASA TV.
Oh my God.
And I just keep it up, and whenever I need to procrastinate or do anything, I'll just watch it.
What's the programming on NASA TV?
So, it's so good. They live stream all launches,
okay.
But launches are not obviously super common.
They happen a bunch.
Well, they happen a bunch to do supply runs to the space station. But besides that, they have broadcasts from the space station. They have NASA Learning, where basically it's just scientists talking about different things and, like, explaining how it all works. And then there's also just, like, a live feed from the space station going over the Earth for, like, a lot of hours during the night. So it's so good.
And coming up next week, all through next week, I'll be posting on NASA TV my 3-part astronaut ice cream review. I'm releasing one episode Monday, another episode Wednesday, last episode Friday. First episode, I'm going to be covering chocolate part. The second episode is going to be a vanilla part. Third episode, it's going to be the strawberry part. That one's bad, but we're going to have a good time.
Wait, are you really doing this?
No.
Oh, sorry. I was excited. I want to try astronaut ice cream and food.
It's okay. It's just like, it's just freeze-dried.
Sounds delectable.
Ice cream. I mean, it's just kind of like, I mean, it's just like, it's really brittle. I mean, it's kind of, I want it right now, but it's just like.
We should go get some and eat it on the show.
Why?
I don't know, because I want it.
Okay.
And now.
I mean, it would be clean to eat, but it's just like.
Clean.
It's just like, it tastes like basically nothing.
I mean, it's okay. I just want to experience it.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You can't taste anything.
Can't taste anyway, so it's fine.
That's something we're going to explain another day.
You keep saying that, and I think we already explained it.
I don't think that's true. If anybody can give me an explanation, if anybody can tell me what happened with Elise's stuff, that Elise's taste and smell. I don't
tell me where it went.
No, tell us where it went, guys. This is not funny.
Wait, so okay. So this is basically just a huge chart of numbers, but I'm going to figure this out. Scroll back to the top. So, okay. CE. So we're in 601 to 700 Common Era.
That's true, Elise.
So there were a ton of lunar eclipses.
There were a hecka.
Is this... I don't know if this is abnormal or not. It seems like a lot. So that's 100 years. And in 100 years, there's... How many would you say is on this list? Like,
Elise, I'm not good at math.
How many hundreds?
Million.
A lot of hundreds. Well, wait. 06521. 06267. So, about 300.
Wow. I can't math that good.
I just went backwards. I said the largest number first, and then the less one second.
That's really funny.
I'm sorry. I'm doing my best.
So, Elise, what have you done the calculations yet? What's the deal?
So, it lists all of the eclipses. It says what day they were on.
In 7th century.
Right. What time they were.
Yes.
How long the duration was. I assume that gamma means gamma rays.
Garmo.
Is that magnitude? Magnitude of what? Okay, there are also types here, and there's A and D. I feel like I just need to know so much more to do this, but this is so cool. How have they figured this out?
You can just calculate the eclipses by math, right?
Oh, probably, but I couldn't. You can go to any... Wow, you can go to any period in time to see the lunar eclipses. Wait, really? 2046, go there. Click it. Go to how... Oh, there's going to be a July 2046 lunar eclipse. Get ready, folks.
Get ready. Get ready.
30 years.
Get ready, grandchildren. Wait, no.
No, you'll still be alive.
Wait, but I know I'll still be alive, but I hope I'll still be alive when I have grandchildren.
In 30 years, you think you're going to have grandchildren?
I mean, I don't even know. How old do I be?
50.
Yes, I will be 50. Okay, I'll probably just be a dad.
Just a dad.
Dad. Okay, future kids, I hope you enjoy our show. God, we are good.
Mark your calendar. July 18th, 2046, guys.
You'll never believe how full of sass your dad was.
Oh my God. He still is, though. Do you think our kids will listen to this?
I think I'll bury it in my backyard and see if they can dig it up. The file. Not like a hard drive. I'll actually get the file.
Just like a time capsule. Did you ever do a time capsule?
Yeah.
Did you?
I guess for a week I got impatient.
What'd you put in it?
I probably put a baseball card.
Really? That's it?
What else did I put in it? Knowing me, I probably put a Game Boy game in. That's why I probably dug it up a week after.
Yeah, I remember in kindergarten, we were going to do a time capsule, and we all wrote letters, and we were going to dig it up when we graduated from high school.
Nice.
And so we wrote these letters, and we put all this stuff in the time capsule, and we buried it. And I sort of forgot about it for several years. And then they were putting in a new playground in the back of our elementary school.
Yes.
And I think that they forgot where the time capsules were buried because they were dug up when they were doing the new playground.
Nice.
And destroyed by the big nice. Diggers digging them up. Right. So we never got to see the time capsule, which That's was disappointing.
Really exciting, though.
Yeah.
Because now you know that your hopes and dreams are destroyed.
Wow. Thank you for that sentiment.
I'm the sentiment master. Call me Mr. Sentiment Sediment. I collect them all and put them into a big goop.
That sounds very nice.
Elise.
Yeah?
Random article it.
True.
That was a pippity pow. Yefim. Yefim may refer to Yefim Alyeskevich Chepronov and Miriam Chepronov, Russian inventors, father and son.
Good.
Yefim Bronfman, Russian and Israeli pianist. Yefim Chaplitz, ethnic Pole, general of the Russian Empire. Yefim Chulak, Russian former volleyball player. Yefim Golishev, Ukrainian-born painter and composer. Yefim Karski. That's the one name that's actually not hard to pronounce.
It's the shortest one on there.
Linguist, Slavist, ethnographer, and paleographer. Paleographer. Wow.
You made it. I'm proud of you.
Having a rough time. I have a rough time pronouncing anything on any wiki quest. I don't know why I'm the one who's saying things more. Yefim Kapelyan.
You want me to take this one?
Yeah, you can take this last one.
Have you been said Yefim?
Yes.
Yefim Kapelyan.
See?
It's hard. I can do all the other one. Golishev.
Karinsky? No. What does Kapelyan do?
Yeah. He's a Russian actor of theater and cinema.
So, Elise, which one are we going to pick here?
Ooh.
I like the first
one.
If
only I had my dice.
Well, that's a scrap thing that nobody will get.
I bought dice for WikiQuest because we were going to do a rolling thing. Wasn't it in the first episode?
No, we didn't do it.
We never did it.
Yeah, we were going to have it so that we would like, roll the dice and there'd be something that happened. Well, we didn't do it.
I bought $1 worth of two dice.
They're nice dice, too.
They're really nice dice, and we didn't
I think
use
that
them.
We should do the first one, because I want to see the dad.
The Russian
I
inventors?
See dad and, I want to see dad and son.
Dad and son,
They're
going to
invent something. So, Yefim and Miron Chepronov. Do you want to read this article, Elise?
All right. Yefim and Miron Chepronov were Russian inventors and industrial engineers. They were serfs of the Demidovs. A famous family.
This is like a dog name.
Demidov.
It's like a demigod, but it's a dog. Elise.
What?
I'm serious. It's like a demigod dog.
Yeah. Pet of the gods.
It's gonna bark at you and it'll like rain fire.
Whose dog is it?
Zeus. Zounds.
Pathon.
It's my favorite god. Zounds.
Oh, you like Zeus?
I like Zounds.
I need to brush up on my mythology.
Teeth? I need to brush up on my teeth.
I think we all need to go to bed.
Is that true?
Listen, they were serfs of the Demidovs, a famous family of factory owners in the 1810s. Guess what they built?
What they built?
A progressive machine building plant equipped with a full range of innovative and metal cutting lathes, such as screw cutters, gear cutting, serrating machines, and others.
That's just what I needed.
From 1822 until his death, Yefim was chief mechanic for all the factories in the town of Nizhny. N-I-Z-H-N-Y. Miron was his apprentice, and in 1819 was appointed to his deputy. Miron became chief mechanic after his father's death. Ooh, they worked on steam engines.
Nice. Wow, that's a shiny old steam engine they've got.
Yeah, industrial machinery, steam engines, and railroads.
Nice work, guys.
Oh, they built the first Russian steam locomotive.
Whoa.
That's awesome.
Cool, dog.
That's really cool.
Didn't do anything for me, though.
I ride trains literally constantly. I'm always on a train.
I wish I was on trains more, but I'm not. Haha.
You should just go on the subway. Honestly, so you know what I want to do? I just want to get on the subway and then go to the most interesting sounding stop and then see where it takes me. But I'm also very nervous because, you know, those Boston statistics, which T stops have the most crime?
Crime.
I'm nervous. All crime happens at T stops, I'm convinced.
Do you want to do a podcast where we go from T stop to T stop and talk about the stories?
Yes.
Okay, let's do it.
But also with Wikipedia?
Well, how would Wikipedia have anything? See if any of them have Wikipedia pages.
Oh, new podcast right now. Wikipedia part 2. Travel.
Yeah, Wikipedia.
Traveling. Travelingpedia.
I love how it's not even called WikiQuest part 2.
Oh. Well,
we made this mistake. Actual WikiQuest.
An actual quest on the wiki.
We'll figure this one out later.
We'll come back to you guys.
Do you want
to
do a new article?
Yeah, dude. I'm ready.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, dude. Oh, that was a good one.
That one made me feel good. That should be our theme song. That wasn't it. Jason Tsai.
Looks very nice.
He does look very nice. Very dapper. Jason Tsai is a Taiwanese...
Entrepreneur.
Founder and chairman of the Entergroup companies, including Entertech UK Limited, Entertech International Limited, and Entermedia Limited. He is also the founder of Telford Chinese School and the president of the Tsai Lau Chi Charitable Foundation in the UK.
He looks very rich.
Yeah, let's look at this picture. Hang up. Check it out.
He's wearing a top hat.
It's a gray top hat. It's got a little texture on it. And otherwise, he's just wearing his Sunday vest. It's nothing.
I assume that's his wife, and she looks like she's...
You don't have to assume. It says Jason Tsai and his wife.
There he is. He's 65.
Wow. Happy birthday to you.
They have two children.
Kids.
Beautiful. Where are their children? I want to see.
Here they are.
He zoomed in on the number 2.
Okay. So.
that joke didn't work.
There's nothing interesting about this article.
Yeah, it just then has a list of his charities, awards, and achievements.
And all his companies in all caps.
Nice. Yeah, in all caps instead of just regular.
Elise.
Yes.
Let's get in the random article van and drive away and throw caution into the wind.
I'm ready. Ah, cute. Newton Faulkner.
Newton Faulkner is an English singer-songwriter and musician from Reigate, Surrey.
Woo! He's known for his percussive style of guitar playing. Okay. So he plays the guitar like a drum.
Yes. Ooh. I'll beat you like a drum. That was mean.
Okay.
I didn't aim that at anybody.
He's a musician, star. No one can talk today.
In 2007, Faulkner's
debut studio album, Hand Built by Robots.
Out of control how bad I am at this right now.
We're going crazy. Hand Built by Robots. Ooh, debut album Hand Built by Robots was certified double platinum in the United Kingdom.
United Kingdom? Guys, you really like this dude. He's yelling in his picture, but I'm not having a big deal about it.
His face is very yelling. Is that a... Does he have dreads?
He has dreadlocks. Dreadlocks, wow. Actually. They kind of look like more like the dirty kind of dreadlocks, though.
Yeah, he's also very blonde.
Womp womp.
Womp womp womp.
Wait, he was in the... He's cast in the musical American Idiot.
I want to be an American Idiot.
Oh.
I've seen American Idiot. It's so good.
Okay.
I've never been big on Green Day.
What?
Yeah, no.
What?
I'm not Green Day.
What?
We've had this conversation before. I know it.
Oh, I'm shocked. I love Green Day.
I'm not a green boy.
Oh, I'm a green boy. I need to...
Elise, new article.
All right, that's fine. That's fine.
Oh.
Dang. That was a good one.
Grandview Cemetery, Fort Collins. Grandview Cemetery is a cemetery in Fort Collins, Larimer County, Colorado. The land for the cemetery was purchased in 1887. At the time, it was west of the city limits of Fort Collins. That's the end of the sentence. Mountain Home Cemetery had been used prior to this, but it was closer to town, and with the population of Fort Collins rapidly expanding, it's deemed necessary to find another location farther from town. The remains buried at Mountain Home were gradually transferred to Grandview beginning in late 1887 or early 1888, and by the early 1920s, the site of the former cemetery at Mountain Home had been converted into a playground. The cemetery is now a playground.
That's a little weird.
That sounds like the cover of my heavy metal band.
The cemetery is a playground.
Yes, that's our first album. That's our first album name. One side of it is colored pencil drawing a playground, and then it turns into airbrush bats.
Like all those children that draw like demons and then show it to their parents and be like, "Mommy, this is who I see at night."
I had a character named Devil Bean.
Devil Bean.
And it was a circle with a big old grin, and it was Satan.
Really?
Yes.
When did you make that?
I made it in second grade.
Really?
Yes.
Wow. Well, how did you come up with it?
I wanted to make a character.
Oh.
I also had Super Circle Oval Man. That was made out of circles and ovals.
Did I ever tell you about my imaginary friends?
What were your imaginary friends?
Big Thing. From
okay, no.
Wallace and Gromit.
Oh, wait. No, was it the penguin from Wallace and Gromit?
No.
Was it the trousers?
It was the TV on the moon.
Oh, God.
I called it's him the Big first Thing. One.
Why did you call it Big Thing?
I don't know, because I didn't know what it was. I didn't know what it was, so I called it Big Thing, but it was the TV on the moon. Yeah, exactly. And then my second imaginary friend was Oaky.
Oaky.
Which was the mascot for Oakhurst Milk, for Oakhurst Dairy.
I don't know what that is.
He was a giant acorn with a face.
Okay.
Those were my two imaginary friends. I would just go around with Big Thing and Oaky. A giant acorn with a face and a TV from the moon. Which is like exactly my personality, summed up in my two imaginary friends.
I can't top that. I can't possibly top that.
We had like a tiny little town parade that would go through, and Oaky the Oakhurst Dairy Acorn was at the parade one day waving at people. And it was like meeting a celebrity. Like, I was, like, so nervous.
But it was your imaginary friend. You should have been familiar already.
Oh, but I didn't. I don't know. I just saw him on the commercials.
You're such a wimp.
I'm sorry. I just saw him on the commercials, and I was
I'm
like,
sorry.
That's my imaginary
I'm sorry. I should
friend.
Be the one apologizing.
Oh, yeah. Those are my two. Did you have any more imaginary friends?
No.
No. I would have thought you would have, like, 10.
No, I just drew a lot, and I made imaginary movies with my friend, my neighbor. We never had a video camera to record them with. We just made movies.
Really?
We acted them out.
That's it?
Yeah.
Like, wouldn't that be a play, then?
No. No, but there's no audience. We just had fun.
Yeah, I remember I used to, with my neighbor down the street, we would record music videos. All the time. We would set up the iPod and have it play as we did random stuff in front of the camera. Oh, it's real bad.
Do you want to wrap this up?
Sounds good, my friend.
Let's do one more article.
Oh.
Oh.
I like it.
Me too. Francisco Roig.
Born on April 1st, 1968. April Fool's, parents.
Haha. Hey, parents. Your fake baby's baby. Fake. Same joke. Same joke.
Same joke. Same joke.
Same.
Okay. Some guy just looked at me through the window.
Oh, it was worth it.
Oh.
We're recording. People are walking by.
Yeah, we're in a different room than we normally are, which is why we have a whiteboard and a man on the wall. And
it's a painting of a man on the wall, not just a man on the wall, Elise.
It's a painting of a man, sorry. We took a selfie with him earlier. You might Charles have seen Emerson. That on the Facebook page and or Twitter.
He has a page. Charles Emerson does.
Yeah, that's the creator of our college. But then people will know what college we go to.
He discovered our college. It doesn't matter.
He discovered it. What if people track us down and ask us for autographs?
They know our names. You're right. We're online.
There are many Ted Hubishes, though.
No, that's actually not true.
There's only one me. How many? Isn't there a bunch of Ted Hubishes? Okay, no. So
there
listen.
There was a Ted Hubish who died?
Listen, I'm really creepy. So I did the thing where you look up the name in the world and you see how many people have the same name.
Did you look up Ted Hubish?
I looked up Ted Hubish. There are like thousands of you in Europe.
Well, okay, actually, you know, that actually makes sense.
There's a thing you can go on. I don't remember what it is. I did it a long time ago. I looked at my name and your name, a couple other people's names. You don't get to know which names, though, because no one gets to know who I creep on.
Except for when you creep on me.
Except for you, because I trust that you won't think I'm weird. Although I just announced it to quite a few people.
Yes. Don't worry about it, though. We're buddies.
But there's only one other Elise Giannatasio, and she spells her name with a double N.
Oh, kill.
Yes. There can only be one. I tweeted at her like 3 years ago, and I was like, one of us has to die. And like, she never responded to me.
Maybe
and then I was
that's
like, that
why,
was weird.
Maybe that's why she didn't respond to you.
I also think she might be a bot, but like, who comes up with the name Giannatasio for a bot?
I mean, you're a bot, right? So, Francisco Roig Genis. He's a sporadically active professional tennis player from Spain. He's not always around.
He's only sometimes.
He's got a shaky record going on. He's primarily a doubles player, winning 9 ATP World Tour titles and reaching 12 more finals. He sometimes acts as the alternate coach for a fellow Spaniard, Rafael Nadal.
Nice.
Man, a lot of clay surfaces going on. Wait. The only tournaments he's been on, he was in tournaments 1991 to 1996. He retired in 2001, periods of activity in 2002, 2009, 2012, and 2014. Guy, you got
Keeps
some money.
Back. Prize money? How much is that?
I don't know. I never...
Wait, are those commas or periods?
Those are commas.
Really? $1,466,830.
Wow. Some reason I forgot that meant a million. Oh, God.
That's pretty good. I'm proud of you, Francisco.
Hey, Mr. Genus?
You're not bad.
So, okay. I'm going to pass out in a little bit. So, Elise, do you have any last things you want to say on our podcast?
A dog just walked by the window, and I got really distracted.
What type of dog was it?
It was a little golden one. I think Aww. It was a retriever, but I'm not sure. Why is he in this building?
Service dog?
Oh, maybe. He wasn't wearing a vest or anything,
well,
though.
I love dog.
Good dogs.
So, everybody, I hope you guys are all having a good old December going on, a good old month. Elise, do you have anything to say?
About the month of December?
Yeah.
I just got my advent calendar, and I'm very excited. You know what an advent calendar is?
Yes, I know what an advent calendar is.
I was just wondering, what if people...
So, Elise...
It's a chocolate
We're
one.
Gonna have some kind of... At the end, near the end of this month, we're gonna have some kind of super holiday festival special. What should we call it? I was thinking we call it Warm Vibes Night. Vibes
Warm
with a
vibes.
Z. Vibes with a Z.
Warm Vibes Night?
Yeah, N-I-T-E. It's because like everybody it. Needs yeah. to be warm. We need to send some warm vibes to them.
Is it just going to be like a half an hour of us
rubbing our hands together up to the microphone?
Oh, okay. That's just
a sneak peek of what you're going to be getting this Warm Vibes night.
Beautiful.
So, yeah, no, we're going to have a good episode then, I think. We're going to have a special, maybe a little bit longer episode.
You're hyping for a show that is 3 weeks from now.
Well, I'm excited for it.
I'm excited, too.
We're recording it closer to when it's going to be released.
We have to record a whole bunch of episodes before the semester ends.
Yes.
Please help us.
It's just like,
please send us prayers.
It's going to be...
You guys need to send us warm vibes.
Yeah, seriously, Jesus. We send you that sneak peek. Why don't you guys send us some warm vibes?
God. Send us some random article sound clips.
Okay.
What we really need.
Yes, that's true. Okay, so everybody, our podcast is WikiQuest. You have been listening to it. I'm Ted Hubisch.
I'm Elise Giannatasio.
We are the Wiki Twins. Our website is wikiquestshow.org. That's wikiquestshow.org. As always, we are accepting sound submissions. As always, we are accepting... I've done this every single time! As always, we're accepting submissions for a random article button. We're accepting submissions for sound clips that play whenever it is pressed. So they are 5 seconds max. Information on wikiquestshow.org/sounds. It's wikiquestshow.org/sounds.
You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter at WikiQuest.
Yeah, follow us down and follow us. Send us up some messages.
We would love
us a few of things. What?
Yeah. We'd love to hear from you. You can also subscribe to us on iTunes, or if you don't have iTunes, you can go to wikiquestshow.org again and hit subscribe, and it will give you like 50 places to get it from.
And you can just get it on your favorite podcast app, guys.
There you go. It's going to be great.
Except we're working on Stitcher. We'll figure that out.
We'll get it soon.
Yes.
Don't worry, kids.
Oh, yes. And our podcast is produced by our wonderful, lovely producer, Emily Wikiwangler Walborn.
Oh, she's so
such
good.
A kindred spirit.
Yes.
That sounded like I was being sarcastic. I'm not.
No, it's real. It's so real.
She's so good. No thanks to Greg Farrington. I mean, he's just letting me down is all. I'm kind of upset.
Do you think he's ever listened to this?
I don't think he has.
Good.
It's okay.
Greg, if you're listening, we actually love you, but this has been a joke for over a year now, so we can't stop.
Can't stop, don't stop.
Can't stop, won't stop.
All right, Elise, do you want to close up this whole Wikipedia show?
Sure, but do you want to read the disclaimer first?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Just wondering. I mean, you don't
the
have
con-
to.
Yes, I do. The contents of this podcast are available under the Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike license, unless they aren't. Portions of Wikipedia are licensed under the same license. Thank you so much to our friend Toby Beanburger Vandenberg for the new sounds added. You are the WikiQuest super fan of the month and probably Woo! Ever. We so love you so much, Toby.
Thank you, Toby.
You're a big dude now. All right, Elise, you want to close up this whole big old wastebasket we call WikiQuest?
Are you saying our podcast is trash?
No, I'm saying that it's a wastebasket.
I will fight you.
It's a wastebasket full of pretty things like good smells.
I'm fighting you right now.
Okay.
We're in a fight.
Is this a fight? If this is a fight, then punch me. Ow.
I just hit my other hand against the hand. Was that a good
and
punch
it was
sound?
Hit my, and that one, that hit my cheek. Ow, 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 ow.
No, you're wrong. Wait, listen, I'm hitting my own cheek. Can you hear it?
That's gross. Elise, let's just like close this up. Let's finish this podcast now. This is bad.
All right, stay cool, stay positive, stay healthy, stay good, stay in the light. Stay sage, be sage, sage wisdom. Good night, everyone.
That was good. Okay, good night, everybody. Have a good trip.